Hello, my name is Michael J. Rigg. I'm the writer and editor of the audio drama Copperheart. I wanted to introduce myself before the show's official launch on March 31st, 2019. If you're hearing this after the launch date, welcome, and thank you for discovering us. I hope you enjoy the ride. Throughout high school and into college, I had a dream of becoming a filmmaker. But that dream didn't center around being rich and famous or even for winning an Oscar. It centered around the notion that I could create a rich universe populated by fascinating people and creatures. I could build worlds, create interactions, and set stages for epic moments, and all just from my imagination. In high school, I was introduced to Dungeons & Dragons, and I realized I could escort a party of adventurers through amazing quests. Now, in college, one of my professors suggested that I follow a different path, that of a writer. The difference, he said, is that filmmakers are limited to a budget, casting, location managing, all expensive considerations. And if a production company is involved, you're subject to their wants, needs, and a desire for profit. A writer, on the other hand, needs only two things, something to write with and something to write on. From that moment, I applied the scope of my vision to pages in a book rather than to film. The eventual result was my first published novel, Clockwork Looking Glass. Meanwhile, I was still playing D&D, but with my own rules. Rules that centered more around story and character than math. I suck at numbers. I created new worlds and let players explore them. And then I adapted the world of my novel into a role-playing game similar to D&D. I called this expanding universe of mine Heart of Bronze. And in March of 2016, almost 3 years ago to the launch of Copperheart, I debuted the actual play steampunk adventure called The Steamrollers Adventure Podcast. Clockwork Looking Glass was established around reality-bending time travel. In fact, the novel sold better billed as a sci-fi time travel novel than it did as steampunk. And though I jumped on the steampunk train a decade too late, it was still just kind of finding its legs as a recognized genre. And so with that in mind, I decided to set Copperheart in yet another alternate reality. It's 1997, and mutually assured destruction has been proved. Of course, they called it the mishap, because what plunged the Earth into the gray cloud of radioactive snow and ash began as a series of catastrophic containment failures around the globe. The spread of radioactive fallout was so horrendous that the United Nations called for every country to make preparations to dig in and wait out the ever-expanding clouds of death. In the U.S., a network of United States reconstruction bunkers was established. Some were pre-populated underground military facilities, some were abandoned underground military facilities, some were tiny Armageddon bunkers constructed by paranoid civilians who were proved right, and some were tourist sites in remote locations or with access to insulated cover underground. As things grew worse, lotteries were established to populate the USRBs with civilians, adding to the communities of military and scientific minds that would educate future generations on the rebuilding of our planet. And then, the nukes launched. Radioactive fallout from broken power plants was one thing, but then someone launched a missile. No one knows who shot first or why, because everything seemed to be simultaneous. But the nukes did assure one thing: the civilization on the surface of the Earth was dead. The United States reconstruction bunker clocks were set to 60 years to match the amount of supplies available in each, taking into account population turnover, and to allow the Earth some time to heal. There were hundreds of USRBs, official and personal, scattered across the United States. Copperheart follows the story of one of the reconstruction bunkers populated from a massive pre-existing underground facility known as Area 51 in Groom Lake, Nevada. Now, I'm sure you've heard of it in modern lore. It's allegedly the place where the United States military analyzes and reverse engineers tech recovered from downed UFOs. Some even claim that alien bodies were taken there. The more mundane theory is that it's simply an off-limits military site where the U.S. tests weapons and aircraft. Now, as you get into the audio drama Copperheart, most of which takes place at Area 51, keep in mind that any similarity between actual persons or places in the show are used to enhance the fiction of the narrative, and anything I hit squarely on the head is purely coincidental. I hope you enjoy the show, and I hope you'll leave us a good review wherever you rate and review podcasts, if you like it. Copperheart will be available nearly anywhere you find podcasts, and new episodes will post every single week on Sunday. And now, here's the official trailer for Copperheart, a Rig Stories audio drama.
United States Reconstruction Bunker, Groom Lake, Nevada. Area 51. Area 51. Area 51.
Area 51. Area 51. We want to start keeping tabs on everything you do.
I see it! I see it! Where?
Commander, watch it! They're coming right at us! Why don't they turn?
Please, for impact!
You are under arrest for the violation of the USRB safety process code.
Case Dr. Cern and Dr. Bostich. Stand back, private.
Security alert. Security alert.
Merrick, taser ready.
Yes, sir.
An American flag with 16 stripes.
You've been faking official military reports to Major Baxter?
Stop playback.
What?
What was that? There, camera 47.
To actually feel you come alive.
What have you got? Another body?
I'm Arthur Dunn. I'm an American astronaut.
Welcome to the Archimedes Laboratory, Director Rhoda.
Pinbrook's acting under the assumption that what we recovered was some kind of alien spacecraft.
Whoa! Whoa, bro! Hey!
You spoke.
I am called EDN-6174.
We're the law and order down here.
She's going to kill it.
Get out of the way.
Stop her.
Move.
My kingdom for a flamethrower. Or any automatic weapon, really.
I'm taking control of this facility.
I hate spiders. Did I mention that?
Once or twice.
I will not let him hurt you again. Ever.
Anytime a gateway is used, the clockwork carpenters know about it.
If some of the voices you heard in the trailer were familiar, they should be. I've been blessed to build a cast of highly talented voice actors to play in Copperheart. If you've heard shows like Ark City, The Beacon, Calling Darkness, The Creepy Podcast, We Fix Space Junk, The Grey Rooms, Nerdy Point of View, and Ostium, then chances are your favorite actors will all be here together in Copperheart.
Alicia Atkins as Director Rhoda.
Graham Rowett as Dunn.
Cullen Morris as DNY-6174.
Jared Worley as Major Baxter.
Sarah Ruth Thomas as Iris.
Aya Islam as Panarski.
Haley C. McCarthy as Looter.
Jen Avril as Dr. Albee.
Hedley Knights as Dr. Penbrook.
Rupert Fulhurst as Dr. Kipling.
Victoria Wan as Lieutenant Simcoe.
Dylan Chambers as Dr. Ogilvy.
Brian Penaloza as O'Bannon.
Arthur Morisi as Jim Rhoda.
Allison Brandt as Commander Morse.
Georgia McKenzie as Dr. Cern.
S.H. Cooper as Dr. Carr.
Kenneth Faircloth Jr. as Schiller.
Martin Saville as Private Merrick.
Evan Test Murray as Dina.
James Duncan as Horner.
Ray Volk as Hickson.
Michael Rigg as Staff Sergeant Sellers.
David Steele as Aris.
Chris Majilton as Lieutenant Colonel Hayden.
Marina Sandoval as De Costa.
Emil Haig as Communications Officer.
And Maggie as Karen. Also featuring the music of Astral Fog, that's Fog with two G's, and Broken Machines. Copperheart is hosted by Libsyn. You can find out more about the show at www.rigstories.com/Copperheart. Copperheart is written, produced, and mixed by Michael J. Rigg.